Sometimes it's easy to choose to be in certain places or just do nothing and then be upset that you ain't got nothing. We're holding ourselves back. On this episode of A Great Life, I want you to be set free. Free, free, free. I want you to be free. So let's talk about it. What's up, beautiful people, and welcome back to another episode of A Great Life Podcast. I'm your creator and host, Paris Chardet, and I'm super excited that you're here. A Great Life is a listening space that explores growth and fresh perspective through God's Word. Because the way I see it is simple. The process is always the same. It just looks a little bit different based on where you are, what you know, and what you got. But regardless of it all, you deserve to live a great life. So welcome, welcome. Alrighty guys, let's go ahead and just jump right into the topic today, which is freedom. Yes, I'm here to let you know that you can 100% without a shadow of a doubt be free in this life. And a lot of times being freer, getting delivered from something, it doesn't always have to be this moment in church where a pastor or bishop or someone touches you and you fall out and you are free from spiritual warfare, free from demonic oppression, right? Like sometimes that may be necessary, but in most cases, I'm finding that if you truly want to be free from something that's burdening you, you do have the power to not only speak over your life, but to take actions that will help you acquire the freedom that you truly want for yourself. Now, I know I'm speaking from a very generalized perspective, and you kind of have to do that on a platform like this because I'm just sitting in my living room / kitchen talking in a microphone and looking at a camera. Get serious. But the truth is, when I think about where I've come from and where I am today, I can see that it is night and day. You see, as you all probably know, or you might not know, I'm originally from Columbus, Ohio. And I always say I have had very humble beginnings. And in those humble beginnings, I've been exposed to a lot of different things. I've been exposed to alcoholism, people on drugs, poverty, honestly, all kinds of things. And sometimes when I go back to visit my family and such, I can see the growth, but then in some other cases, I can also still see the bondage. And I always feel a sense of gratitude because I see where God brought me. Now, by no means am I proclaiming that I still don't have a long way to go. But I do know that I have come a long way, if you know what I mean. And so earlier today, I was actually in conversation with a friend, and I was telling her how I actually used to dwell in depression because it gave me something to feel. Like I used to feel good just attaching myself to like depression or something like that, because it allowed me to basically blame other people, places, things, and circumstances for where I was at the time. And because it gave me something to blame, it also created comfort. So depression or sadness was something that I oftentimes found myself toying with just so that I can feel better about myself. Until one day, the Lord brought it to my attention that you need to just deal with yourself. That living my whole life blaming people for not being there, not doing what I feel should have been done, being upset at my parents for making their choices and not being as present as I would have preferred them to be, and all of those type of things, blaming people, places, things, or circumstances, and diving into depression as this default button was not going to help my case. It was not going to set me free. And if for dang sure, it was not going to allow me to begin to step into the visions and the beauty and the prosperity that God truly had for me then, now, and in the future. And once I realized that dealing with myself was a way of being delivered from the very things that were burdening me and holding me back, it really began to offset this freedom. Now, when I say deal with yourself, or deal with myself. What I mean is I had to take accountability for some of the choices that I just simply would be making. Sometimes it's easy to choose to be in certain places, hang out with certain people, or just do nothing and then be upset that you ain't got nothing. And now you're mad because you hanging out with people who don't care about you. But you keep choosing to do these same things over and over and over. And you wonder why life ain't moving the way it's supposed to be moving. And it's because we're holding ourselves back. Now, I know that in some cases, we do have to deal with our childhood traumas and all of the things that life throws at us sometimes. Because sometimes life just throw a curveball at you and you just be like, well, what am I supposed to do with that? But mostly our freedom, because we talking about freedom, our freedom, the release of the ball and chain in your life. A lot of times, most cases, probably 99.9% of cases, is you dealing with yourself. All of this is to say that freedom is our choice. You have the freedom to forgive. You have the freedom to not be angry. You have the freedom to choose happiness over sadness. Now, sometimes you're going to be sad, but you do have the freedom to choose something else. You can choose to laugh. You can choose to be mad. You can choose to dive into depression. You can choose to dive into joy. You can choose to run, or you could choose to be lazy. Freedom, a lot of times, is in our micro decisions. And if you are at a point in your life where you simply just are tired of being dragged down, dealing in bondage, just can't get free of stuff, you just feel stuck, then I'm here to say, check your choices. Look around your immediate environment. Is it clean? Because sometimes just starting where we are makes a big difference. Do you got a whole bunch of old stuff in your closet or in your cabinets and drawers that you can be letting go? Because a lot of our bondage is actually going to reflect around us physically. Just cleaning up our house, starting where we are, releases freedom. God says he gives us the power and authority over all of these things. So I want you to tap into your power and know that you can be free. You can make a different choice that will offset a freedom that you have been dying to have. But I do want to be the one to also remind you that freedom does require you to deal with yourself first and to no longer allow yourself to play the blame game or be in a victim mentality. You have to switch over to a victor mentality, and you have to switch over to a place of solution, and also speak over yourself. Speak life over yourself. You are a winner. You're not a loser. You are a conqueror. You're not defeated. And don't allow fear to dictate everything you do. There's an acronym that I heard, and it says false evidence appearing real. Fear. False evidence appearing real. A lot of fear is just simply in our heads. You have absolutely nothing to lose in this life, especially if you know that Jesus is Lord and Savior. You have nothing to worry about in this life because he will always lead you and guide you accordingly to the will over your life. So as we get closer to 2026, I want you to know that you can be free. You just got to check your micro choices and deal with yourself. And I know it's going to be hard to deal with yourself, because dealing with yourself is hard when you realize you really ain't that great. Okay, when you realize, you know what, you got to ask the Lord to forgive you on a day-to-day basis, and don't be married realizing you ain't that great, because you're gonna be apologizing all the time. You will be humbled, but there is freedom in that humility, and there is freedom in crucifying your flesh and making great choices over yourself. That's right, pick up that fruit, put down them high chews. Them high chews is good, I know, but put them down. Pick up that fruit. Go for a walk. Move your body. Read a book. Let go of the old friends that don't want nothing good for you. Walk away from the people that's using you so you can be great. Take a break. Take a moment of silence. Thank the Lord for the day and ask him to highlight all the areas in your life that you have power and authority over right here, right now, to set yourself free so that you can walk in everything you are meant to be, because you deserve to live a great life. Thank you so much for tuning into A Great Life Podcast. I truly pray this episode has blessed you. For more A Great Life, head over to madebypair.com and join my newsletter and blogging community. And if you'd like to support this podcast and channel, make sure you subscribe and tell a friend. Well, that's all for today, folks. God bless. Don't stress. It's Pebris. Peace. As I get closer to my 50th episode, I have a small ask. Share this podcast, tell a friend, and if you haven't already, please subscribe. Every little bit helps, and I'm almost at 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. And if you're watching on YouTube, I do want you to know A Great Life is available wherever you stream your podcast. So you can take it on the go, listen in your car, listen in the shower, listen, I don't know, you can listen. So that's all I gotta say. Thanks, bye. Reimagine your reality in 30 nights with the Nightly Affirmation Journal. Order today at madebypair.com. A Great Life Podcast, brought to you by Made by Pair.